10 days, we will try to cover the entire Bhagavad Gita. We want to specifically thank our hosts, the Agrawal family. May Krishna bestow upon them long life, healthy life, and most importantly, spiritual life. So, today we're going to, first of all, glorify the Bhagavad Gita. After all, today is the day Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Mokshada Ekadashi. So, it's doubly auspicious that we're beginning today. And I printed out sheets so that you could easily follow along with what I'm going to do once we start the lesson for today. So first, there is a mahatmyam. Please listen to this nicely. Bhagavad Gita is a transcendental literature which one should read very carefully. Please repeat, Gita Shastram Idang Punyang Yapatit Prayata Puman. If one properly follows the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, one can be freed from all the miseries and anxieties of life. Please repeat, Bhaya Shokadi Varjita. One will be freed from all fears in this life, and one's next life will be spiritual. Please repeat, Gita Jayana Shilasya Pranayama Parasyacha Naivasanti Hipapani Puravajanma Kritani Cha. If one reads Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, then by the grace of the Lord, the reactions of one's past misdeeds will not act upon one. Please repeat, Malane Mochanang Pungzang Jala Snanang Dine Dine Sakrid Gitamrita Snanang Sangsara Mala Nashanam. One may cleanse him or herself daily by taking a bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. Please repeat, Gita Sugita Kartavya Kim Manyai Shastra Vistarai Yasvayang Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmad Vinisrita. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one need not read any other Vedic scripture. One need only attentively and regularly hear and chant Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are so absorbed in mundane activities that it is not possible for them to read all the Vedic literatures. But this is not necessary. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice, because it is the essence of all Vedic literatures, and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat, Bharatamrita Sarvasvang Vishnu Vaktrad Vinasritam Gita Gangodakang Pitva Punarjanma Navidyate. One who drinks the water of the Ganges attains salvation. To what to speak of one who drinks the nectar of Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is the essential nectar of the Mahabharata. And it is spoken by Lord Krishna himself, the original Vishnu. Please repeat. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana Parato Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdhang Gitamritang Mahat. This Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, the essence of all the Upanishad, is just like a cow. And Lord Krishna, who is famous as a cowherd boy, is milking this cow. Arjuna is just like a calf. And learned scholars and pure devotees are to drink the nectarian milk of Bhagavad Gita. Please repeat. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva Eko Mantras Tasya Namani Karma Yekam Tasya Devasya Seva. In this present day, people are very much eager to have one book, one God, one religion, and one occupation. Please repeat. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Therefore, let there be one scripture, only one common scripture for the whole world. Bhagavad Gita. All in favor, say Hari Bol. Okay. Please read. Okay. Let there be one God for the whole world. Shri Krishna. Everybody say Shri Krishna. Eko mantras tasya namani. And let there be one hymn, one mantra, one prayer. The chanting of his name. Everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please repeat. Karma Yekam. Tasya Devasya Seva. And let there be one work only. The service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So before every class, we'll do one of these short things which will put us in the proper mood to understand what is Bhagavad Gita.